weight. And if you all know who Rabbeinu Yoina is, Rabbeinu Yoina was a Rishon. In the same way as you. The Ram was Rabbeinu Yoina? No, that's Rabbeinu Nissen. Rabbeinu Yoina was a Rishon. In the same way as you Madaik and Rashi and you Madaik and Taisus. It's the same way Rabbeinu Yoina wrote Sifrei Musa, which be'etzem or Sifrei Halacha. And in the same way as you Madaik in a Rashi and Torahs upon Torahs have been said in what Rashi means and what Taisus means in a Machlaikas, the same thing applies to Rabbeinu Yoina. Whether it's Rabbeinu Yoina and Halacha, or it's Rabbeinu Yoina and Musa. And he starts off in Sha'a Veda, which most people don't know about. He starts off in Sha'a Veda. HaPesach HaRishon. And this is a big chiddush to which most of us don't know. And the truth is, this is what we call the Pesach to all Averus. HaPesach HaRishon. The first Pesach. Now, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Pischu li pischu shel machat v'ani eftach kepischu shel olam. If you open up a small Pesach, you just make the first move, I'll open up for you a massive Pesach, kepischu shel olam, like the gates, like the wall, like the doors of a hall. That means Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, you make one small move. One Pesach, pischu li pischu shel machat, and Ribbono Shel Olam says, v'ani eftach, and I'll open up for you floods of gates. I'll open up everything. Sha'orim. Sha'orim upon Sha'orim for you. Now the Shaila is Pischuli Pischushal Machat. Pischushal Machat means the size of a needle. Pesach, the whole of a needle. The whole of a needle is tiny bit. Is small. It means how big do you have to make, do you have to open? On that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Pischuli, what's the Rabbeinu Yoina say? The Pischushal Machat. This small opening, what's the first Pesach? So, you walk into an El, and 3 weeks, 4 weeks, there's going to be Day of Judgment. Where do I start? Where do I start from? I had a great summer. Some greater than others. And, where do I start from? I came all the way, I was Moshe Nefesh, I gave up Olam Hazeh, the Golden of Medina, and I came to Eretz Yisrael. And I gave up all my comforts, some more than others. Some brought their comforts here, more than others. And each one of them, they gave up. And we're ready to go for it. Some of us came for a month, some of us came for a few months, some of us came for a year, some of us are trying it out. We'll see how it goes. But I've got to do something right. So where do I start? Yeah, Avada, everybody has to be makbid on tefillah, and davening, and learning. But where do I start? How do we get out of the rot that I'm in? This is Rabbeinu Yoina, HaPesach HaRishon, which is the Pischa Shel Machat. This is the opening of the Machat, which on that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, V'ani eftach lach Pischa Shel Olam. I'll open up for you massive doors. Sheyeda ha'isha oivid. A person, a man who starts being an oivid, right? He starts doing avodas Hashem. Erech atzmoi, self-worth. Now this is a moedik chiddush. You'd think that you start off, you know, a rishon would start off telling you, you got to know that there's a olam haba, there's a gehenna, and if you do an avera, you're going to burn, etc., etc. That's the normal way we've been brought up as children. That you do something wrong, it's not right. You're brought up as a yid. And the Rabbeinu Yoina comes along and says, left field. The first Pesach, you want to know how to make it? You want to know how to go ahead and start being an Oved Hashem? The first thing you have to do is, you've got to know your own self-worth. Erech Atzmoy. Right? You wouldn't think coming from a Rishon, this sounds like, you know, Del Carnegie coming along and saying how to influence friends and win, and whatever, how to get self-confidence. A Rabbeinu Yoina, a Rishon, comes along and says, Sheyeda ha'ish ha'oived. You want to become an Oved Hashem? The first thing is you've got to know what your self-worth is. Erech Atzmoy. You've got to know who you are, what you're worth. You're not just, I'm a garnished. What are you? You've got to have self-worth. And you'll never get to first base without having self-worth. V'yakir. And he's got to recognize that also. V'yakir. Ma'alosoi. Umailas avoisa. And he's got to recognize ma'alosoi. His own maila. How do you say maila in English? His value. Oh. His value. Umailas avoisov. And the maila and the value of his parents. You've got to know who you are. What you are, what you're worth, what are your real, who is the real person in you, what is your milas, ugdulosam, your greatness, v'chashivusam, your chashivus is, you can call it qualities, you can call it, how do you say, self-worth, v'chibosam etzla b'ri yizbarach, and how the Ribbono Shel Olam loves you. How the Ribbono Shel Olam loves you. When you sit down and make a piece of paper, what are you worth? Who are you? What are your kishreinus? What are your values? Who you are? Your koichas? What you are good at? Make a cheshbon. You've got to know your erech atzmi. Before you start in Avedas Hashem, you've got to know what you are. You've got to feel a certain self-worth. On top of that, you got to know where you're coming from. And when he says Avosav, it doesn't just mean his parents. It means going back. It means also Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov, Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov. And it means the Chashivos, your Chashivos by the Ribbono Shel Olam. It means, Pshayis, the Chibosom. How much the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. At the end of the day, we're still around, even though we spat him in the face day in, day out. And he has a certain love for us to give us another chance, and another chance, and another chance. There's a certain love that Ribbono Shel Olam has for us. We're the Am Segula, we're a chosen nation. We're different, we're on a different level. Somebody was by me yesterday, and he said he was on a radio talk. He was asked to come as a rabbi to have it on a Radio 4 in England after the Madoff story. How do you answer this, that Jews are a bunch of ganovim? So they asked him the question on the talk show, but on the Radio 4, you know, what do you say about, you know, that Jews are, you know, how come, you know, the biggest ganovim around are Jews? And he said, it's very interesting that you ask the question. Because if you ask the question, that means you subconsciously hold that Jews morally should behave differently. Or else you wouldn't be asking the question. You didn't ask the question about Schwarzer. There's never a talk show about why are Schwarzer's ganovim, or why they're rotzchim, or why they're smart. There's never such a talk show about that. But there's a talk show about why are Jews ganovim. That means you hold morally, that means you hold that morally we should be on a different, we're in a different league, and therefore we should behave differently, and we should be a dogma, how do you say dogma in English? Yeah. An example for the rest of the people. And the guy was blown away, he said, you're right. I said, subconsciously, and then he went ahead and explained why, that's probably why anti-Semitism rises, because there's a certain sinner, because we are taka different. Because subconsciously the goy knows that we're a different league. So he explained that, first of all, the kasha doesn't start. The kasha only starts if you hold that with better. We're better and different. So that was what we call checkmate. But the metzius is, it's a very good vote. The truth is, chibosmet habera, we are tackled in a different league. V'yishtadl v'yizchazek tomid, and he has to make ishtadlus, and he's got to be mechazek himself, lahamid atzma b'may lahi. You've always got to hold on to this maila l'snag by tomid. L'snag by tomid means you've got to walk around, that you are different. Rabbi Yerucham says, Amoru dekavot. Yerucham says somewhere that, how does he say it? Rabbi Yerucham says, well, I wrote it down over here. It's an avera for a person not to know his chisroinus. You hear the vote? It's an avera, a person doesn't recognize his chisroinus. Says Yerucham, but it's a bigger avera not to know his mailus. You hear it, Fishel? It's not Chazal Sashatz. it's an Aveda to hear, to want not to know his Chisreinus. But it's a bigger Aveda, says Rabbi Yeruchim, when you don't recognize your own Maila, says Rabbi Yeruchim. And we be'etzem walk around, and the emes is that that is part of the gullus of America today. That even though we have it so good, but it's funny, we have it so good, and yet 50% of America is going to psychologists, and 50% of Americans are taking pills because they're all depressed and they feel garbage and they don't feel good about themselves. And they have everything in front of them and great, that doesn't make a person happy. Because chisroinus everybody knows. But their own milas nobody knows. And nobody's willing to sit down and turn around and say, yes, I am special. I am different. And because I'm different and special, I'm supposed to behave differently. And the Baalei Musa explained that Rav Averus. Finished? Rav Averus, says Rabbeinu Yoina, comes because when a person doesn't have self-worth. Rav Averus that a person does is because he doesn't feel choshev about himself. Rav Averus that a person does is because he feels like a piece of garbage, so you act like a piece of garbage, and therefore you behave like a piece of garbage. And you'll look around and you'll see all the nidrika averus, all the low averus that we get involved in, all the garbage that we get involved in is only for one reason, only one reason only. Yeah, I've had it, we have a yetzahara. But if you had a self-worth, if you felt good about yourself, if you knew who you were, you wouldn't be going down that road. And he goes ahead and explains. Take a few lines down. V'yetzile mizeh. If you take a look, about 8 lines down. Ki kasha yis'ave taiva. When he has a taiva, when a person has a tremendous taiva. V'yale bilvova gava lasis dova shena hogum. He wants to do something that's not right. Yovush mi'atzmoy. He has to be embarrassed from himself. The Yovish me avoisov, and he has been embarrassed with Yoshua Nafshin, he's got to answer himself, Yema, Odom Godl v'choshev kumeini, a person who is as choshev as I am, I'm holding on a certain, I'm in a certain league, on a certain level. She is become a milus toivus romus v'nisois, I have a lot of certain milus, I'm very choshev milus, v'shani ben gedolim, I'm a ben gedolim. How am I going to do such a terrible thing? Not because of the Aveiro Shaboy. This is Pasnisht. We talk about Pasnisht, so you're a Balgaiva. No, you're not a Balgaiva. Faket. Because I'm a Bonem Atem Lashem Amalekechem, I'm a Ben Melech. I'm a Ben Melech. I have certain qualities. Those qualities don't let me go down that road. If you turn over the page, you'll take a look at the end. Rabbeinu Yoina throws in a pasuk over here before base. K'moshe Nema, ki korev elecho hadova mo'oid v'ficho b'lvavcho la'asoisei. Rabbeinu Yoina, after saying this whole drasha, brings down this pasuk. And the pasuk of Korev Elecho Hadova Mo'ed, this thing is very close to you, Beficho Ubilvavcho La'aseisei. Now this pasuk of Korev Elecho Hadova Be'etzim is going on mitzvahs, is going on learning Torah. And Rabbeinu Yoina seems to put it in the first chapter, in the first Pesach Harishon, of what a person is supposed to be, Erech Atzmoy, his self-worth. On that he says, Korev Elecho Hadova Mo'ed, Ki okeliz baruch ein mevakesh bivnei adam, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask from people, kim lefi koichom. What does it mean that when he brings down the pasuk of Korvei Lech Hadov Amayid Butichu Bavavcha La'Seisoi, that bechem it's in me? If you take a look in the parasha of Nesiim, when the Nesiim came along and they wanted to build a Mishkan, as Rashi brings down over there, that bechem they didn't have, they weren't taught how to build a Mishkan. Nobody taught them how to build a Mishkan. Nor from themselves, they had such a want to be Matzliach, they found within themselves the koichas to do it. Ki korvei lech hadov amoed b'fichu b'vavcha la'seisoi is not only in having a good head, I'll make it in learning. It's not only in having kishreinus in different areas, so I'm going to be matzliach. That you can have qualities that lie dormant, that you don't even know you have them, but the minute you turn to yourself and you say, I can do it, and you put yourself on a certain madrega of knowing I'm on a certain league, and I hold on myself that I can do it, automatically you will get the keichas to do it. 75%, I would say 99%, of failure in people's life in Avodas Hashem, and I'm not even talking about out there, being Avodas Hashem, is because we don't believe we can do it. We don't believe we have the chshivas. We don't hold of ourselves. We hold of a bunch of, you know, I'm nothing. I'm depressed. I'm this. I'm that. I'm never going to make it. So what's the big deal? Who cares? A Pesach Harishon, the first Pesach, which is Pischeli Pischeh Shel Machad, before you start the Zman, you want to go into an Elul, you want to come into a Rosh Hashanah, you've got to know the first thing. You want to stop yourself from being over Averus, you want to put yourself in a certain mode, you want to get what you call your life in shape, the first thing is, you've got to have self-worth. Call it self-esteem, call it whatever you want. This is the yisoid shokolat Torah kula. Self-worth means, doesn't mean you're balgaiva. Doesn't mean you're balgaiva. It has nothing to do with gaiva. Don't get mixed up with gaiva. Self-worth means that I know what I have. I know what I can do. I hold myself above. Nobody's walking around here behaving like a schwarzer. Why? Pavos nicht. How come even ben azmanim v'chol ha'pochus we are a shvatz afen gas, we don't behave? Because we have a certain pride. I'm not that's for the behemoths. What's pshat? Because it's inborn in us that we're on a certain level. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, we're on a much higher level than you think you are. You're on a different league. You are worth something. You're not just a gornish. You're not just another number. Kol ha'olam nivro bishvili, say Chazal. Each person has to feel that has a special tachlis in this world. You're brought down in this world, and only you can do that tachlis. Because if you weren't the one to do the tachlis, Baruch Hu wouldn't create you. You have a special tachlis to do, and only you can do it. And that's why the Bnei Shalom created you, because you're the only one that can do it. In fact, it goes even further. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a diuk in a Rashi, that when you bring in the Edom have to give Edus. And they're giving Edus, so in order, you want to make sure that they don't give Sheker, they don't say Sheker. So the Gemara says that perhaps we should tell them that if they say Sheker, if you give Edus Sheker, rain will stop coming down. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good reason to get them scared to say Sheker. Why? Not to say Sheker. Why not? Because they'll turn around and say, it won't affect us. Like we all do. There's a chevra of people that die. It has nothing to do with us. There's a chevra out there that died, but nothing to do with us. We can get away with it. Baruch Hashem, we made it through. We'll make it through vita. I have a deal with God. I'll work it out. Now, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that if you come along and tell Edim that you shouldn't say Sheker, because if you say Sheker, rain won't come down, you won't have panasa, they'll say, to us it won't affect. We'll get around it. We've got a special deal with God. So how do you get them not to be scared? How do you get them to be scared not to say Sheker? So the Gemara goes through different stadium, and at the end the Gemara says one tzad. The Gemara says, you tell them that the guys that hired you think you're a piece of garbage, because they know you as a liar. And Rashi says, the minute you tell them that, the Edim, you tell the Edim, if you tell a lie, the guys that hired you hold you at you're cheap. You can get for a dollar, you'll sell yourself. You'll sell your soul for a dollar. Ooh. Self-pride, that will make me say the emes. Nothing will hold a person back from saying sheker, except one tiny, says the Gemara. If I tell the Edim that everybody out there holds that you're ready to sell yourself for the dollar, or das nicht. Why? Because the metzias of a person, what holds him back, what keeps a person in straight, what keeps a person on the wrong, the derech Hashem, is one thing only. The Pesach Harishon is self-worth. When I feel that I'm a ben melech, when I feel that I have koichos, when I feel it's past minished, when I feel I shouldn't be in certain mekoymos because I am different. Not because it's treif, not because of the delay sosuru. When I walk in as a ben Torah and I feel that I'm something, I feel that I'm above it. I'm not going to be sitting with a bunch of losers in a bar or walking down certain streets where everybody, 99%, are depressed and a bunch of losers. Forget about the averos that are going on over there. It's past finished to be there. I'm above it. I'm in a different league. I'm holding it's different. I'm somewhere else. Nothing to do with the averos. When I hold myself on a different league, because I am chosuv, because I am different, then I'll behave differently. And it makes an effect. That's the only way that's going to stop you, lechatchila. Rav averos happen, this is Shom brings it down, rav averos happen is because a person feels like a piece of garbage. And the way I dress, because I don't have self-worth. Because I hold, I behave like a goy. I look like a goy, so I behave like a goy. So I do things like a goy. I've asked a few people, many people, many bochrim, do they feel differently when they wear jeans to not jeans? And they all kind of that. When they wear jeans, they feel a certain hefkeres. I've added they feel more comfortable, of course. Sweaty, of course. They'll give me all the 50 different reasons why. I'm not here to knock jeans. I'm just giving you a muscle of, but when a person doesn't wear jeans, he behaves differently. He behaves differently. How come we don't walk into chasnas? I don't walk out of a chuppah wearing jeans to my sister's chasna. How come? It's more comfortable. It's cool, it's chilled. Adarabba. Teretz is, because it's pasnished. What does pasnish mean? What's your balgaiva? What, you're putting on a, you're being a faker? Well, what is that? Teretz is that because of the maimed, what it is, I'm by a chasno, or I'm by a bechoshuazach, I've got to behave in a certain way. Why do I have to behave in a certain way? I'm representing something more choshuv. I'm the brother of the bride. I'm the brother of the kala. I'm different. I've got to be dressed in a different way. Why? Because I'm representing something tonight. Whether it's pictures, whether it's because everybody's around looking at me, it doesn't make a difference. But I'm on a different level. Why didn't you turn up in your jeans and sweatshirt? What's the big deal? This is who I am. I'm not a faker. I'm not like one of these yeshivish guys. How come we don't turn up by chassids that way? Teretz is because I understand that it's a choshev a maimed. I'm coming to a mokoyim where I've got to represent something that what it stands for. It's a chasna. I've got to behave in a certain way. I can't walk in behaving or talking the way I normally talk. Teretz is why? Because it's pasnished. What does that mean? Does that mean you've changed? Does that mean you're different? No, you're machshiv who you are at this point. You're in a different league. You're part of the family. You're representing chosn and kala. You're on a different level. You're on show tonight. When you're on show, you behave differently. If a person would walk around thinking every day that he's in a certain maimed, shiyakim ma'alosa, he would know his own milas. He would have a certain chashivas for himself. Automatically, he wouldn't be in certain areas. Automatically, he wouldn't behave in a certain way. Automatically, he would it'd be much easier for him to start moving forward in Avodas Hashem. Before we go Vayten El, this is one Nekuda which is mamash, something that has to be worked on. You've got to know before you walk into a Rosh Hashanah, we want to move forward. The easiest way to do it is Rabbeinu Yoina's Mahalach. Shiyake ma'alosei. You've got to recognize your own milas. When you recognize your own milas and you have pride in who you are, and you feel good about yourself, not because you did something good today, because who you are be'etzem. And when you feel proud of who you are and you hold yourself on a certain level, automatically a lot of things, a lot of frills in life will go away. Getting back to the Seder Hayom. For the last 2 days, second Seder didn't exist. Uh,